Welcome to the Deep Dive. So, today we're diving headfirst into the career of this Dr. Tony L.J. Lin.
That sounds interesting.
You've got a meeting with him, right? And you want to be prepped and ready.
Makes sense.
Smart move. We got a CV, and whoa, this thing is packed.
Yeah.
Seriously impressive. Publications, presentations, you name it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, let's break it down bit by bit and see what we're dealing with.
Love it. Let's do it.
All right. So, first things first. Who is Dr. Tony Lin?
You know, one of the things that immediately struck me, just looking at his CV, is this unique combo of degrees he's got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He starts out with a bachelor's, then a master's, both in mechanical engineering.
Yeah.
Pretty standard.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, and this is where it gets cool, his master's specialized in bioengineering.
Oh, wow.
All right. And then, hold on, it gets better.
Yeah.
He doesn't stop there. Oh, no, he goes on to get a PhD.
What?
In business administration, focusing on accounting.
You're kidding. That is not something you see every day. That combination of engineering and then accounting really speaks to his, like, adaptability.
Absolutely. It's not just about the knowledge. It's that ability to connect different fields, think across disciplines.
Yeah, and that's huge, especially these days.
Totally. The kind of multidisciplinary background, it's like gold. Especially, you know, with his interest in AI and all that, I bet that engineering foundation really gives him a different perspective.
Oh, for sure. Okay, so speaking of AI, let's talk about what he's doing now.
Right, so currently, Dr. Lin is an assistant professor at Rowan University. And let me tell you, he's not your typical professor.
No, what's he up to?
This guy's on the cutting edge. He actually incorporates AI into his accounting courses.
Really? I did see something about that on his CV, but I wasn't sure, like, how extensive it was.
Oh, it's not just a side note. He actually won an award for it, for being a pioneer in using AI in both his research and his teaching.
Wow, that's impressive.
Right. And get this, he teaches a course called Innovations and Analytics in Accounting.
Okay, that's a cool class title.
Right. You know it's going to be good.
Seriously, what does that even look like? Using AI to teach accounting, it's not something you hear every day.
I know. So picture this thing. He's created these interactive simulations where students actually get to use AI tools.
Wow. So it's hands-on, not just theoretical.
Exactly. They're solving real-world accounting problems using the latest tech talk about being prepared for the future.
Right. Those students are graduating with some serious skills.
Absolutely. Dr. Lin gets it. He understands that AI is transforming the field, and he's making sure his students are leading the charge.
Okay. So we've established Dr. Lin is an innovator in the classroom. But looking at his CV again, I'm also seeing a mountain of publications, working papers. The man is a research machine.
He's definitely prolific, and his work covers a really wide range of topics, too, which is impressive.
So maybe instead of going through every single one, let's try to identify some key themes.
That's a great idea. It'll give us a clear picture of his overall research interests.
Exactly. What are we seeing in terms of those themes?
Well, not surprisingly, AI in accounting is a major focus. It seems to be his passion.
Makes sense.
But it's not just that. He's also done a lot of work on tax policy, ESG. It's environmental social governance, by the way.
Oh, right, right.
And sustainability is another big one.
Yeah.
So pretty timely and relevant stuff.
It's not just theoretical research either. He's tackling real world issues.
Exactly. And he's using data to do it, which is smart. Really digging into the numbers to understand these complex challenges.
That's great, because data is everything these days.
Oh, absolutely. It's the key to unlocking insights, making informed decisions, and it seems to be a core part of Dr. Lin's approach.
I like it. Yeah, totally. Data can cut through so much noise.
Exactly.
Okay, so we can't go through every single publication he's done. There's just too many. But any that really jumped out at you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's one, Unqualified Chief Accounting Officers and the Risks to Financial Reporting Reliability. That one really made me think.
Just the title alone kind of grabs you, right?
Seriously. It gets you thinking about, like, the human element behind all those financial statements.
Okay, I've got one too. I was really drawn to this one. Navigating the complex world of tax footnotes. A GPT-4-driven case study in financial statements.
Whoa, that sounds intense.
Right. Super technical, but also, like, super relevant.
Oh, absolutely. Using AI to make sense of tax footnotes. That's next level.
Okay, so let's unpack these a bit. Expert speaker, this whole unqualified CAO thing, what's the big deal there?
Well, it's basically shining a light on the risks that come with having someone in charge of a company's finances, making crucial decisions, who might not actually have the experience or qualifications to do it right.
So it's not enough to be good with numbers.
Right. It's about understanding the intricacies of accounting, especially within a specific industry, you know, those regulations, the standards, it's a lot.
Oh, for sure.
And when you have someone at the top who's in over their head, that's where things get dicey, misinterpretations, hidden risks, you name it.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
It is. And it's not always about malicious intent either. Sometimes it's just a lack of awareness, a lack of experience at a critical level.
And Dr. Lin's research is saying, hey, pay attention to this.
Exactly. Companies need to prioritize qualifications when they're choosing their financial leadership. It's about protecting investors, stakeholders, everyone, really.
Absolutely, because ultimately it's about trust, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, let's talk about that other paper, the one about AI and tax footnotes. That one sounds like it could be a game changer.
Oh yeah, that GPT-driven analysis is fascinating.
So for those of us who aren't swimming in tax footnotes every day, what's the significance?
Think of tax footnotes as like the fine print of financial statements. They're dense, they're complex, and most people just gloss over them. But they often contain really important details that can impact a company's whole financial picture.
And I imagine they're not exactly written in plain English.
You get that right. Even for seasoned professionals, deciphering those things takes time, and it's easy to miss something crucial. But Dr. Lin, he's exploring how AI, particularly GPT-4, could analyze these footnotes way more efficiently and accurately.
It's like having an AI assistant that can cut through all that legal jargon and pinpoint the key issues.
Precisely. And think about the implications: faster audits, fewer errors, investors getting a clearer picture of a company's financial health.
That's huge. So even though your meeting might not be specifically about tax footnotes, this research just shows that Dr. Lin is thinking ahead, thinking differently.
Totally. He's not afraid to use cutting-edge technology to solve real-world problems, and that's exciting.
It really is, yeah. It's like he's found a whole new use for AI, which is like what he's all about, it seems.
Definitely. Okay, so we've talked research, but his CV also mentions all sorts of other stuff: grants, proposals, committee work. The man's keeping busy.
It's impressive, right? Like, he's not just content with teaching and research. He wants to shape the field itself.
Exactly. And those committees, especially the ones on curriculum development and innovation, those really stood out to me.
Me too. He's clearly invested in the next generation of accountants.
It's like he's paying it forward.
Yeah.
You know, sharing his knowledge, mentoring the up-and-coming professionals, that's huge for the future of the field.
It is. And speaking of mentoring, he's also a peer instructor for doctoral students, guiding their research. So he's really impacting the academic side too.
Totally. Oh, and one more thing I noticed. He's fluent in Mandarin.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's not something you see every day. It just opens up so many possibilities: international collaborations, global impact. It really speaks to his adaptability and global mindset.
It does, and it's not all serious business either. I got a kick out of seeing Electone listed under his skills.
Right. Gotta love a little musical talent. It's those unexpected details that make you realize there's a whole other side to this accomplished academic.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe that shared interest in music could be a great icebreaker for your meeting.
Oh yeah, for sure. Those little things can make a big difference, create a more personal connection.
For sure. So as we wrap up this deep dive on Dr. Lin, what's your biggest takeaway? What really stood out to you?
You know, for me, it's how he bridges the gap between theory and practice. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not just doing research in a vacuum. He's taking what he learns and applying it to real-world situations, whether it's through his teaching, his research projects, his committee work. He's making a tangible difference.
That's a great point. He's not just thinking about accounting. He's thinking about the impact of accounting, which is crucial.
Exactly. He's got that big picture perspective, you know? And it's clear he's passionate about the field, about making it better, more innovative, more relevant.
Totally. Well, there you have it, a deep dive into the world of Dr. Tony L.J. Lin. Turns out, he's not just an accounting professor. He's an innovator, a mentor, a thought leader, definitely someone you want to know.
Couldn't agree more. He's clearly pushing the boundaries of his field, and that's exciting to see. Armed with all this info, I think you're more than ready for that meeting.
Absolutely. Remember, curiosity is key. Ask those insightful questions. Be open to those unexpected connections, and who knows what you might learn.
Exactly. Sometimes the most surprising insights come from those unplanned moments.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Until next time.